time for Carrington Cardinal Baseball here on KDAK, the Cardinal. Cardinal Baseball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Facet Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and the Hydration Station. And now, let's go out to the Ball Diamond for your voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here is BJ Walters.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, silly, it's not a train station. Hydration Station. Come and check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and juices. And they also have some great snacks for on the go. And did you know that they are now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. till 4:30. Stop by and see Jim today at Hydration Station. First Street in Carrington, open Monday through Friday, 6 till 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Zach Folsom, a senior at Drake Animus High School. I'm a 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Where do high school students learn about competition, free enterprise, morals, values, and how to succeed in our society? In uniquely staged high school activity programs. You can be a part of this valuable learning experience by attending a number of the many high school athletic, music, and speech events in your community. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Napa is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our Napa know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington Napa Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Hey Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
And now welcome to New Rockford, Carrington, and Mayport CG getting ready to go. Sorry for those technical issues. Just having a little bit of problem with one of our wireless devices. And so it is Carrington and Mayport CG. BJ with you here in New Rockford. Carrington fell to North Star 9-7 earlier today, and let's give you the starting lineup first for the visitors, and that is Mayport CG. Aiden Arsvold, the second baseman, leads off. Sawyer McGillis hits the shortstop, hitting second. Connor Doctor in center hits third. Caden Hogbus is the third baseman, hitting cleanup. Easton Hansen pitches and hits fifth. Alex Arsvold catches and hits sixth. Samuel Weaver is the first baseman, hitting seventh. Case Judish hits eighth and right. And the DH, Spencer Jacobson, hits ninth for Tristan Bremer in left field. Carrington is going with Ethan Roller on the hill in this second game of the day. And we are just about ready to go here in New Rockford. Carrington is wearing their Cardinal red tops, while Mayport CG are all in white with red numbers. And Caden Hogfoss will be the cleanup hitter. Aiden Arsfold is leading off. The pitching matchup, Easton Hansen, of course, and Ethan Roller. We'll get you the Carrington starters as we can. But we're ready to go. And so the first pitch comes at 12:42. It's a strike, and it is nothing in one. The 0-1 to Arsvold, foul off. It's 0-2. No balls, two strikes to count to Aiden Arsvold. And a tapper foul. It's still no balls and two strikes. On 0-2, that is foul, and it is still no balls and two strikes. Nothing in two, here it is, and that's outside. One ball and two strikes. The defense behind Roller, we'll get to that in a minute. The 0-2, or the 1-2, is strike three called on the outside corner, and there is one down. A leadoff strikeout to begin things, and that'll bring up Sawyer McGillis. First pitch to McGillis is outside. It's one ball to count. Now a swing and a miss, 1-1. One ball, one strike is the count. And a line drive into right center field. McGillis splits the gap, and it goes to the fence. Sawyer McGillis rounds second. He's going for third, and he's there with a triple. A one-out triple for Sawyer McGillis. And there he is at third base with one down. And so that will bring up a good hitter in Connor Doctor. He's the center fielder. And he bats left here. The pitch is low. 1-0. Now the 1-0, and there's a strike. It's 1-1. A runner on at third with one out. And now that's outside. Three balls to count. And a tapper goes foul. And the count is 2-2. And now we're set. The defense left to right in the outfield. Jacob Basons, Josh Pickett, and Jamison Coots in this one. That's fouled straight back. Still 2-2. The infield left to right is Talon Merring, Tate Wolski, Leighton Savageau, and Cody Otto with Max Whitman catching Ethan Roller. The pitch is outside, and the count is full, 3-2. There's a runner at third base, and that is Sawyer McGillis. Connor Doctor hitting, top of the first inning. And a ground ball towards first. It's a fair ball. Cody Otto fields and takes it to the bag in time, scoring. Ms. McGillis, 1-0. On the RBI ground out. And the bases are clear for Caden Hogfoss, the third baseman in this one. First pitch to him is a big swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Nothing and one the count. And it's on the way and cut on and missed 0-2. No balls, two strikes the count. We'll give you the numbers on Ethan Roller in a minute. The 0-2. Curveball low, 1-2. Roller comes in with an 0-1 record and a 19.09 ERA because of the one bad start with Nelson County, Mid-Cota. 3 2/3, 14 hits, 11 runs, 10 earned, 4 walks, 4 Ks. The 1-2 is low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The lineup's brought to you, of course, by Bassett Motors. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. 2-2 is wide, and the count has gone full at 3-2. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the side is retired for Mayport CG in the first. A run on a hit. No errors. Nobody left. Now the Carrington Bassett Motors starting lineup. They will lead off with their center fielder, Josh Bickett. The shortstop, Tate Wolski, hits second. And the catcher, Max Whitman, hits third. Ethan Roller's pitching and hitting fourth. Jacob Bason's in left field hits fifth. Talon Maring at third base is the sixth place hitter, with Jamison Coots in right field batting seventh. Cody Otto at first hits eighth, and James Rao is the designated hitter batting ninth for second baseman Leighton Savageau. The defense behind Easton Hansen, left to right in the outfield, Tristan Bremer, Connor Doctor, and Case Judish. Left side of the infield, Caden Hogfoss and Sawyer McGillis. Right side, Aiden Arsvold and Samuel Weaver, with Alex Arsvold catching Easton Hansen. Carrington in their Cardinal Reds and Mayport CG in their Whites. The game started at 12:44 this afternoon. It is 56 degrees. There is a light on again, off again rain here in New Rockford. Whoever ordered all that nice weather for yesterday apparently only ordered it for one day, because it is not back today, not even a little bit. We're happy to have you with us, though, on KDAK The Cardinal, AM 1600, FM 100.1, on the app and on your smart speaker. Carrington had a good offensive game against North Star earlier today. They out-hit their opponents 8-3. The problem was they committed 7 errors and left 12 on base. So they lost 9-7 to the North Star Bearcats. Here is Josh Bickett. Josh had a couple of hits in the North Star game. And the first pitch from Easton Hansen is grounded up the middle. Bickett leads it off with a single. Here comes Tate Wolski. Wolski 2-for-4 against North Star's first two hits of the year. He's now 2-for-20. And still, his on-base percentage is now well over 400. First pitch will wait because of a pickoff throw, but Bickett is back. Josh stole his fifth base against North Star. Cardinals trail 1-0, the throw over, and again, Bickett is back. A run in the top half, and now Carrington trying to respond. The pitch, Wolski takes low, 1-0. It was a frustrating game from a Carrington perspective against North Star because you commit 7 errors, you leave 12 on base, and yet the tying run was on when the game ended. Here's a hit-and-run ground ball to the right side. Scooping it up and taking it to the bag is Weaver for the out. Down to second goes Bickett. And there's one down for Max Whitman. Whitman reached twice against the Bearcats earlier. 1-0 last of the first inning. Easton Hansen stretches and throws, and Whitman pops it up. On the infield, the wind is going to play with that one, and it drops fair, and Whitman wasn't running. And he's thrown out at first. Whitman wasn't running. And he's retired. 2 down. Oh, goodness. Wayne Shipman is not going to like that a single bit. You got to run it out. Even if you think you're out, you have to run it out. It's scored as a 2-3 ground out. But, oh, boy. Here's Ethan Roller. And the pitch is ball one. Oh, boy. Here's the 1-0. And that's hit in the air to left center. That's pretty well struck, but the wind brings it back to the edge of the infield where Connor Doctor makes the catch, and the side is retired. No runs, a hit, and a man left. We go to the second in New Rockford. It's Mayport CG 1, Carrington nothing, and Cardinal baseball continues in a moment.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide Bassett selection of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
We go to the second. It is 1-0 Mayport CG. And they will have Easton Hansen, Alex Arsvold, and Samuel Weaver facing Ethan Roller, who threw 20 pitches in that top of the first inning, in which Mayport CG scored once. First pitch of the inning is high to Easton Hansen, 1-0. There's a ball inside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, and that's why. 3-0. And there's a strike on the inside as Hansen tosses the bat away. It's 3-1. The 3-1 is hit in the air. And with the way the wind is, it has no chance of staying in play. 3-2. In Rockford Cheyenne, Coach Dave Scogan is running the scoreboard, and here's a 3-2. That's inside, ball four. And he's right when he says anything in the air to the left field side of second base is going to be an adventure today. With that wind, we'll get a courtesy runner for the pitcher at first base, and it will be Lucas Rayner running. Rayner at first, nobody out, and the hitter is Alex Arsvold, left-handed batter. First pitch is outside, ball one. One ball to count. Here it is, and a strike. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike to Arsvold. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Nope, a check on the runner, and he is back. Carrington Track and Field at NDSU today. And Ryder Bickett is leading in the... Hang on, here's a high fly ball to right and caught by Jamison Coots. This is in the Javelin. A meet record 197 for Ryder. His goal was 200. That is the 18th ranked throw in the country this year. U.S. number 18, yeah. That is the 18th best throw in the nation this year. And now after the flyout, here's a ground ball to short to second one, and that's all they'll get.
You got to get over there right away.
There are two down in the inning. Arsvold was retired on a flyout to right. And then Weaver hit a ground ball. And 6-4 it went. So here's Case Judish with two out and one on. The runner goes, the pitch a strike, the throw down a strike, and he's out by 15 feet. The side is retired. Caught stealing 2-6. Max Whitman, he has thrown out three this weekend. Side retired. We're through an inning and a half here, and it's still 1-0 Mayport CG. Cardinal Baseball continues in a moment.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Jacob Basons leads off the second, and he takes ball one. Basons, Maring, and Coots here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Mayport CG. Easton Hansen throws ball two. That is some striking news that we got in the top half of this inning, that Ryder Bickett has the 18th longest javelin throw in the country this year. The 2-0. Is a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here it is. Curveball popped up. We'll see what kind of adventure this is. Yeah, nobody even had a chance. The poor catcher comes over to try to make the catch, and Arsvold gets caught by the wind. Still 2-2 to Jacob. Here it comes from Hansen, and it's hit on the ground out to short, fielding the hop cleanly McGillis, and he throws out a hustling Bazans, one down. And here is Talon Maring. Maring came in relief of that North Star game and kept Carrington in the game. Certainly. The pitch is ball one. If you look at the radar, it looks like there's a little cell trying to come over here, but failing right now. We can see it, but right now it's not raining. Here's the 1-0, and that's low, 2-0. We got a sprinkle in between games. It was nothing more than a sprinkle. 2-0 the count, and here it is. Lined out into right center field. That is headed towards the alley, and a diving grab is made by Connor Doctor. He takes away extra bases from Talon Maring. And there are two down for Jameson Coots. And before he steps in, we step out for station ID on the voice of the Cardinals.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
Coots takes strike one on a backdoor pitch from right-hander Easton Hansen. Now the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. I can update you from the NFL draft that Shador Sanders isn't a fourth-round pick either. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. 1-2. They are now into the fifth round, and he has not been picked. Now the 1-2 to Jameson Coots. Line towards first, but caught on the backhand by Weaver, and the side is retired. Well, Carrington hit the ball okay that inning, just didn't get any luck. And after two, it's 1-0 Mayport CG. Cardinal baseball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
Cardinal baseball all season brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal questions. 652-3400, and it is brought to you by Carrington Baseball, brought to you by Pickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Pickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. On the Bank Forward scoreboard, it reads 1-0 in favor of Mayport CG. And they will send Case Judish back up there. He was hitting when the inning ended in the second. Ethan Roller's pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Nothing and one the count. And Roller deals. Swing and a miss. 0-2. If Carrington have to go to another pitcher, it would almost certainly. I can't see a scenario where it would not be Jameson Coots. Here's the 2. Hit on the ground to short, staying down on it. Wolski, the throw to first, is in time. And there's one down. And I would suggest to you that Wayne Shipman knows that, and that's why Leighton Savageau is playing second, so that you can go, if needed, Ethan Roller to second, Leighton Savageau to right, Jamison Coots to the mound. I'm pretty sure that was part of the plan. Spencer Jacobson hits, and he takes ball one. 9-hole hitter. Here's a 1-0, and there's a strike. It's 1-1. And there's a strike. It's 1-2. 1-out, nobody on, top of the third inning. Carrington trailing 1-0 on a first inning run for the Patriots. The 1-2 is a curveball, just missed. 2-2. That was a good pitch from Ethan Roller. The senior fires. Lined out into left, and that's down in front of Basons. A 1-out single for Spencer Jacobson. And that will bring up Aiden Harsfold, who struck out swinging in the first. Cardinals trailing at 1-0. The stretch, they're looking for two in the middle infield. There's a strike, it's 0-1. The third baseman, Talon Merring, is in against a bunt. No balls, one strike to Aiden Arsvold. And a check on the runner, but Jacobson is back. Cardinals scheduled to take on Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion on Monday, but the forecast does not look promising. The stretch by Roller is 0-1, is outside 1-1. They're also scheduled to be here against New Rockford Cheyenne on Tuesday, and we will see. Here's a 1-1. Hit on the ground to second, and the only play is at first. Savageau throws it down the right side, and it goes into the Carrington dugout, so it will be second and third on the E4. So an E4, and it's second and third for Sawyer McGillis, who tripled and scored the game's only run. First pitch, and McGillis lines it on a hop to the backhand side of short. Long throw, Tate Wolski, not in time, gets away from Cody Otto. An infield single and an E6 at second and third, and a run is home. And the pitch is a strike to Connor Doctor. No balls, one strike. It's 2-0. Mayport CG. And the 0-1 is a strike. It's 0-2. A single and an error on the previous play. Here's the 0-2. And a ground ball through the right side. A base hit. Home to score is Arsvold, as is McGillis. As the ball gets by the right fielder, a single and an error. And it is 4-0. And it's 4-0 And Carrington having another rough defensive inning. They've made three errors. And here is Caden Hogfoss. The pitch is outside 1-0. Hogfoss struck out in his first at bat. The 1-0 on the way. Down 2-0. Come on, bud. Three errors in the inning for the Cardinals. After making seven against North Star, the pitch is a strike. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. The stretch by Ethan Roller in a 4-0 game. The pitch is hit on the ground out to short. Wolski stays down on it, throws to first. In time, the runner goes to third and advances. There's two down. That'll bring up Easton Hansen, who walked in his first at bat. Four nothing top of the third on the Bank Forward scoreboard in favor of Mayport CG. The pitch is inside. Pardon me, inside 1-0. We're all trying to stay warm. As warm as we can on a cloudy 57-degree day. There's a base hit to center field by Hansen. Scoring on the play is Doctor, and it's 5-0. And we will probably, we're going to get that same courtesy runner at first base, and it is Lucas Rayner. Four home in the inning, 5-0 our score. And here is Alex Arsvold, who flied to right in his first at bat. The stretch, here it is. There's a strike, it's 0-1 to Arsvold. Here's a high fly ball to center. Back goes Bickett. He's there. He's got it. The side is retired. But a difficult inning for Carrington. Four runs come in. Three hits, three errors, and one left. And at the end of 2.5, our new score is Mayport CG 5, Carrington nothing. Cardinal baseball continues in a moment.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Back in New Rockford, it is 5-0 Mayport CG. Cardinals will send 8-9-1 to the plate against Easton Hansen, Cody Otto, James Rao, and Josh Bickett. Cardinal baseball brought to you all season long by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Hansen hasn't had to work very hard. Just 18 pitches through two innings. Cardinals trying to prevent falling to 2-7 But in order to do that, they're really going to have to get it going here. They're down 5-0, and here's Otto. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, and he swings through strike one. Cody's swings have gotten better with at-bats, and that's something that Rick Christensen has talked at great length about. The 0-1 is low, 1-1, about the fact that you can't get better if you're not outside doing it. And Carrington have not been able to be outside a whole lot other than games. The 1-1 flared foul as he lunged at it, 1-2.
Hey, swing the bat hard now, Cody. Come on, drive it somewhere.
A ball and two strikes to count. And here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Otto a strikeout victim, and here comes James Rowell. Rowell, the designated hitter for Leighton Savageau in this game. First pitch to the right-handed hitter is a strike. It's 0-1. No balls, one strike to count. And here it is. Big curveball, swing and a miss, 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Hansen deals. Curveball hit on the ground out to short for McGillis. He throws the ball to first in time, and there's two down. Two down for Josh Bickett, who singled on the very first pitch of the last of the first inning in this game. We're in the bottom of the third on the Bank Forward scoreboard. It reads Mayport CG 5, Carrington nothing. The pitch. And running up to bunt and fouling it off was Bickett. It's 0-1. Walt Jocketty, the former Cardinals and Reds GM, has passed at 74. Here's the 0-1. Little sports news. That's inside 1-1. Also, if you were with us on YouTube earlier, I told you about Wrexham, Rob McElhaney and Ryan Reynolds' soccer team. The 1-1 is high, 2-1. They have been promoted to the championship with a win over Charlton. 2-1. Bickett takes ball three. 3 balls and a strike. And the pitch is low, ball four. So Bickett aboard for the second time, and here's Tate Wolski. Also at the NFL draft, it has literally just happened with the 144th pick, the 6th pick of the 5th round, the Browns finally took Shedeur Sanders. Boy, oh boy. Here's Wolski, and they check on Bickett. You knew he was going to go to the Browns somehow, just not in the 5th round. Whew. So now he goes to the one place that can't develop a quarterback. Awesome. Another check of the runner, and Bickett is back. And I don't think I can get in trouble for saying that, because nobody here is a Browns fan. How could you possibly be a Browns fan? Here's the stretch. And the first one to Wolski is going to wait. That looked like a balk. They don't call it, but I'm pretty sure Hansen just balked on the move over to first. Because he stepped towards the plate, then to first. That was weird looking. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. The pitch fouled away down the third base side. It's 0-1. I'm baffled that didn't get called a balk. Nothing in one. And a check on Bickett, and that was not a balk. That was better. I think what happened on the last one is he may have slipped. Nothing in one to count. Hansen stretches at the belt and throws home. And Wolski swings and misses. There goes Bickett, and he steals it. A steal for Josh on strike two. And Josh has six steals without having been caught now this year. Carrington have been very good on the bases. Here's the 0-2 hit off the end of the bat, foul. Still 0-2. Max Whitman would be next if the inning continues. We're in the last of the third with two out and a runner at second. It is 5-0 Mayport CG. Nothing in two. The stretch. A spin and a throw behind Bickett, but nothing doing. Oh and two. To Tate Wolski, the pitch. Tate hits it off the end of the bat. A roller towards second. The throw to first is in time, and the side is retired. So Carrington does not score. And at the end of three innings, it is Mayport CG 5 and Carrington nothing. Cardinal baseball continues in a moment.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
The Lions scores through three innings here in New Rockford. Five runs, five hits, no errors for Mayport CG, leaving one. Carrington, no runs, a hit, three errors, leaving two. Samuel Weaver, Case Judish, Spencer Jacobson, 7, 8, and 9 against Ethan Roller here in this fourth inning with Mayport CG up 5-0. Who's the next game up? Kidder County is playing next against Mayport CG. We'll have an update on NewsDakota.com later tonight on that track meet that's going so well. And we'll have a recap of these two games. Still time for Carrington to turn them around. Here's Samuel Weaver. First pitch to him is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Nothing in one. Here it is. Flied foul and out of play down the right field line. 0-2. Again, we are scheduled to be with you at 2:45 on Monday for Carrington and Lemoore Litchfield Marion. But here's the 0-2. Hit back through the box to Wolski at short. The throw to first is dropped by Otto. Another Carrington error. The fourth error on the Cardinals. And here's Kay Judish, who grounded out in his first at bat. A check of the runner and Roller throws over on him. He's back. I woke up this morning to a forecast of not just rain on Monday, but the threat of severe weather on Monday. So the chances of us getting to go to Lemoore are not looking that great, at least not on Monday. First pitch hit him, and Judish is aboard. Two on for Spencer Jacobson, and nine-hole hitter, first and second, nobody out. This is a classic sacrifice bunt situation. But the game has changed. I was talking to Rick Christensen about that yesterday as New Rockford Cheyenne was playing South Porter. The game has changed. The bunt is not used as much these days. The stretch, and he is squared away to bunt. The pitch is ball one outside, 1-0. You think Augie Garrido would like the way baseball is played these days? I don't think so either. If there was a runner at first, you could guarantee he was bunting back in the day at Cal State Fullerton in Texas. 1-0. The corners are in against the bunt. Here comes Otto charging. The bunt is back to the mound. Roller has no play. Savageau was late to cover first, and it's a bunt single. Bases are loaded, nobody out for Aiden Arsvold, who reached on an error and has also struck out. Infield in for Carrington, already down 5-0. And time is called and a Dakota Central mound visit. Experience premium Wi-Fi and Command IQ today at DakotaCentral.com. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at DakotaCentral.com. You would think I have said it enough where I actually know it without looking at it, but no. Muscle memory is not for everything, I don't guess. Especially when all the muscles are kind of frozen right now. So here is the left-handed hitting Aiden Arsvold against Ethan Roller from the full wind. Bases loaded, nobody out. And Arsvold slaps it into center field, a base hit. Everybody moves up 90 feet. RBI single, 6-0. Scoring was Weaver to third, Judish to second, Jacobson. 6-0 here in the fourth. And now a swing and a foul off to the left side by Sawyer McGillis. He has singled and tripled already. Does he have thoughts of a cycle today? Who knows? And there's a strike. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. And now the 0-2 from Ethan Roller. Trying to work out of some big trouble. Another foul off to the left. That was the big curveball, and it's still 0-2. Again, no balls, two strikes, and Roller deals. And a curveball is hit on the ground through the left side, a base hit. 90 feet at a time, everybody moves up. Judish scores 7-0. Jacobson to third, Arsvold to second. And here comes Connor Doctor. Doctor 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out. Roller, first pitch. Swung on and popped up on the infield. Third baseman Merring calling, catching, one down. In foul territory, there's one away, and everybody holds up. Here's Caden Hogfoss, who has struck out swinging and grounded out. And that's inside 1-0. The 1-0, fouled straight back, 1-1. Well, see if we can get an update on University of Jamestown baseball. They're playing Bellevue. Here's a 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. And it's 3-1 Bruins in the seventh inning of game one. They just got two in the last of the sixth. 1-2. 3 on, 1 out, and 2 in. The pitch hit on the ground to third and off the glove of Maring. 2 runs will score on the E5. It is 9-0. Another Carrington error, and in 2 games they have made 12 of them. They trail 9-0, and here is Easton Hansen, who has walked and singled. First pitch is a strike over the inside. It's 0-1. Valley City State, after splitting a pair with Dickinson State yesterday, they're in game one of their series today, their doubleheader. And it's 2-2. There's a base hit up the middle. Coming around third. And the throw home is late. So coming around third and scoring is McGillis. An RBI single, and it's 10-0. And here's Alex Arsvold. And a Dakota Central pitching change is coming. With Carrington down 10-0, it is going to be Jamison Coots with Leighton Savageau going to right and Ethan Roller going to second. And we'll tell you about the freshman left-hander when Cardinal Baseball continues in a moment.
Running tough, running strong, High Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
The new pitcher is the left-hander Jamison Coots, and they have not moved Savageau to right. They've just sent Ethan Roller out there. So it's a straight switch. This will be the second appearance for Jamison Coots on the mound. He has pitched in 1 game so far this year. He went 3 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. That came against Nelson County Midcoda in that 13-1 loss. And I talked to him about pitching in that kind of a wind. He said, I really didn't have any control of my fastball. It was just going wherever it wanted to go. The wind today is not quite that bad. And here is Alex Arsvold, 0-for-2 with 2 flyouts. 5 home in the inning. The pitch is ball 1. He throws a fastball with that left-handed tailing action on it and then a curveball that goes the opposite direction. And a swing and a miss. And on the wild pitch, both runners move up. Ten nothing. And the infield plays it straight away. They'll trade a run for an out. There's a strike, and now the count is 1-2. And now a line drive, fair ball down the right field line all the way into the corner. Both runs score. Arsvold into second with a two-run double. It's 12-0. And that will bring up Samuel Weaver. And Weaver hits it into right field, a base hit. Arsvold will be held, and now the ball gets by Roller. Another error will allow a run to score, and going all the way to third is Weaver with a single and a two-base error. It's 13-0. And now a high pop-up by Case Judish. The shortstop, Wolski, makes the catch. The runner cannot advance. There's two down. And here comes Spencer Jacobson. Not going to be Jacobson, is it? No. Not sure. I can't see the number yet. Still can't quite see it. 17. And that is... Uh-oh. I hope it's not 17. I don't have a 17. 15, it is Tristan Bremer getting an at-bat. The pitch from Coots is hit on the ground out towards Wolski, who fields and throws to first in time, and the side is retired. But a big inning, 8 runs for Mayport CG. And now at the end of 3.5, it is Mayport CG 13, Carrington nothing. Cardinal baseball continues in a moment.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at Bremer.com.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Bond, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Jangula, three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Cardinals have so much work to do, down 13-0. If they come back, they'll never forget it. It might be a random Saturday non-league game, but if you come back from 13-0 game down, you'll never forget it. Max Whitman will lead off. He's 0-1 with a ground out. I know Dave will know what I'm about to talk about. The pitch is low, 1-0. The 116-win Mariners in 2001 should have been the 117-win Mariners. That's outside, ball two. But for a complete meltdown on Sunday Night Baseball against the Cleveland Indians, when they were up 12-1 in the seventh and lost. Here's a ground ball to third and through, a base hit. And a single for Max Whitman. It'll bring up Ethan Roller. In my opinion, that's the greatest team to not win a World Series, the 0-1 Mariners. They had it all. They had Sasaki closing. They had rookie Ichiro. And Blake Broughton is going to run for Whitman. He runs it first with nobody out in the fourth of a 13-0 game. On the bank forward scoreboard, the pitch is low, 1-0. One ball to count, the stretch, and the 1-0. Hit on the ground through the left side, back-to-back singles, and now it's kicked by the third baseman, but everybody has to hold. So no error, just a single, and there's two on and nobody out for Jacob Basons. Jacob's 0 for 1 with a ground out. First pitch to Jacob is inside, ball one. You can hear that wind really picking up. 1-0 to Jacob Basons. The pitch is popped up. Infield fly is called by the umpire. It drops, but it doesn't matter. The infield fly rule was called. The out is recorded. And everybody holds up. Here's Talon Maring, and now a Dakota Central visit to the mound. Two on, one out. There was a play in Minnesota the other day, a Bemidji High School game. I was listening to a friend of mine talk about it. The wind was such where everyone took for granted that the infield fly rule had been called, but it's at the umpire's discretion, and one of the discretionary items is the wind. The umpire never called the infield fly, and two runs scored on the play. Here's Maring. He's 0 for 1. Hit a line drive in his first at bat, and he does it again to right, and there's two down. Boy, he hit that ball hard. But everybody holds up, and there's two away for Jamison Coots, who also hit a line drive in his first at bat. The stretch and the first one to the freshman is a backdoor curveball, a strike, it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Here it is. Big curveball, stayed high, 1-1. Hanson's only on 44 pitches. I mean, this is not bad for him. A ball and a strike. He's ready. He throws. Curveball outside, 2-1. So Carrington baseball on Monday and Tuesday. Carrington softball on Thursday against Larimore. Here's the 2-1. And that's fouled straight back, 2-2. And then we'll only have a couple, well, three more Carrington softball games this season. They are at Fargo Midseason Madness on the 9th and 10th. Here's the 2-2. Line towards second on two hops. The throw to first is in time, and the side is retired. Carrington gets two singles, but that's all. And as we go to the fifth on the bank forward scoreboard, it is 13-0 Mayport CG. Cardinal baseball continues in a moment.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson from Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Cardinals trail after four innings, 13-0. We go to the fifth, and it will be the top of the order due. Arsvold is going to hit. It does not look like McGillis is going to hit, so we're going to get some pinch hitters here in this fourth inning. I will be in Dickinson tomorrow. You can join us on our sister station, Jamestown 107.1. And it is not Arsvold hitting, but rather Mason Garrett getting in at bat. Garrett pinch hitting against Jamison Coots, who throws outside ball one. The University of Jamestown softball team with two chances to win the last ever North Star regular season crown. All they've got to do is beat Dickinson State once. The 1-0 is low, 2-0. And for those of you who follow that closely and you go, but wait, they're two games up. The tiebreaker is how you did against Bellevue, and Dickinson State owns that. The 2-0 is high, 3-0. So Jamestown has to win a game tomorrow to win the NSAA. 3-0 the count. And there's a strike. It's 3-1 to Garrett. On deck, another pinch hitter. 3-1. Here it is. And it's outside. Ball four, leadoff walk. And the pinch hitter this time will be Miko Strand. So Miko Strand will hit.
Okay, go after him now.
And there's another pinch hitter on deck to the left side for the Patriots. Here's the stretch and the look to first. But back is Garrett. Patrick Bremer is the only player to have not entered yet for the Patriots, as that's ball one in. This is a Mayport CG team that has one of the strangest results maybe in all of Class B baseball this year. And the pitch is a strike. It's 1-1. And you say, BJ, what are you talking about? Well, imagine this for a second. You play a team, and you do very well against them. That's outside ball two. They played Hatton Northwood at home. They beat Hatton Northwood 22-2. They played Hatton Northwood a week later and lost 2-1. Talk about a vicious swing. My goodness. Here's a 2-1. Hit in the air to short second. It drops. Savageau picks it up and tags the runner out. A fielder's choice. And now Lucas Rayner hits. So that's just a weird one. You beat a team by 20, play them again, and lose Ball one, or strike one, rather. Nothing in one, the count. And a swing and a miss, it's 0-2. One out, one on, 13-0 in the fifth. The 0-2, swing and a miss, he struck him out. And here comes Caden Hogfoss. No, not at all. This is Patrick Brammer, and everybody has gotten in for Mayport CG. Brammer hitting with two outs and one on. The pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. Savageau fields cleanly, throws to first. Side retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. We go to the home fifth. It is Mayport CG 13. Mayport CG 13, Carrington 0 on the Bank Forward scoreboard, and Cardinal Baseball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, silly, it's not a train station. Hydration Station. Come and check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and juices. And they also have some great snacks for on the go. And did you know that they are now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. till 4:30. Stop by and see Jim today at Hydration Station. First Street in Carrington, open Monday through Friday, 6 till 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
Cody Otto leads off the bottom of the fifth and swings and misses 0-1. Otto, Rao, and Bickett. Carrington need four to keep the game alive. And if they get 14, we'll be writing some kind of headline, I'll tell you that. Nothing in one. The 0-1 is a comebacker through the box, backhanded by the second baseman, the throw to first. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That is a brilliant play by Arsvold. One down. That is such a good play. And with one down, here's James Rao, who grounded out in his first at bat. First pitch, swing, and a miss. It's 0-1. And there's a ball, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1, and that's fouled off, 1-2. Cardinals look like they'll drop to 2-7 and have, at least on the schedule, Lemoore on Monday. That's outside, 2-2. If it happens, we're with you on YouTube and on radio at 2:45. The 1-2, hit on the ground towards second. Arsvold fields, throws, two down. And Josh Bickett will hit with two out and nobody on. Josh in the ball game is singled and walked. First one to him is outside, 1-0. We'll see about getting Wayne Shipman in post game. We'll have a line score recap and set up the week. Here's a comebacker fielded by Hansen. He flips to first and the ball game is over, as the Carrington Cardinals drop this one by a count of 13-0. We'll have our post game in a moment when Cardinal Baseball continues after this.
This is Zach Folsom, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. What do many of our nation's attorneys, politicians, and actors have in common? They probably became articulate and persuasive by honing these skills in high school speech and debate competition. Every society needs leaders. High School Forensics certainly does its share to train leaders for tomorrow. High school activities and academics make great curriculum partners. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Hey Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
Cardinals dropped this one to the Patriots of Mayport CG by a count of 13 to nothing. The final line scores for Mayport CG, 13 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left three. Carrington, no runs, three hits, six errors. They left four. The winning pitcher is Easton Hansen. The loss is charged to Ethan Roller. The time of the ball game was an hour and 11 minutes, and we will have head coach Wayne Shipman join us when Cardinal Baseball continues in a moment.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassette Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassetteMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection Bassette of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
If you were not with us earlier, North Star, a 9-7 win over Carrington. And then in the second game today, a 13-0 Mayport CG win over Carrington in five innings. The Cardinals now 2-7 overall, 2-1 within the region. And I was just talking with Dave Scogan. If Monday and Tuesday somehow fall this week, then there's going to be a lot of scrambling about Wednesday afternoons and things like that. Wow. Got the wind just blowing things all over the place. But right now, we're joined by head coach Wayne Shipman. And coach, two very different games, but two games where the mistakes were the difference.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, we just got to get better with the glove, I guess. we work on it a lot, and just when you think it was getting better, these two games happen. We just got to make the plays, now the confidence to make the plays, want the other team to hit you the ball because you know you can make the play type of attitude, and things will get better.
See, that's the thing about baseball more than any other sport. The moment you start doubting yourself, that's when the ball comes directly to you.
Oh, yeah, that's 100% correct. If you don't want it, it's coming there. You got to want it. And right? I'm not saying they don't want to field the ball, but you know, you got to be confident you're going to make the plays. And if you happen to have a boo-boo, you got to forget about it and make the next play. And that's what we're trying to work on.
Game one, you hit the ball fine, just left 12 on base. And, I mean, you really had a chance to win that game despite being 9-3
right.
down.
Yeah, it was the first inning. You know, Max, he hasn't pitched much. He had a little control problem. But the four runs, we lended him fairly decent, I guess. And then the second inning, though, we made a couple errors and cost us three runs. And really, that's a difference in the game, lost by two. After that, we held him to two runs in five innings. So I feel like our pitchers have pitched pretty well to have us in games, chances to win. And you just got to show up with defense. And for however long I've ever coached, that's the first thing I say is that the first thing we have to be good at is defense, because if you're not, you're not going to win many games.
You know, that was kind of a game. We talk about Jacobs coming out party last year, yep. game against Langdon. That may have been Talon's coming out.
Yeah, I hope so.
He was good.
He hit 3-4 balls hard today and got nothing to show for it. But, hey, I think he gets it. At least he's got a smile on his face now, and he's starting to understand that, well, maybe hitting the ball to right center isn't so bad. That's the three hardest balls I've hit all year, you know. You know, every once in a while you get that one pitch you can unload on, but for the most part you can't be swinging out of your shoes. It's got to be a nice controlled swing. Everybody's nice controlled swing is not the same speed. Just depends upon your size and stature and how you play the game. But, you know, you can't just swing out of your shoes. You're going to miss hit more balls. You're probably going to miss hit 24 out of 25 or whatever. I mean,
was talking to Dave just before he headed downstairs, and he said, boy, if Monday and Tuesday don't work out, all of you coaches have a heck of a task ahead of yourselves with this weather coming through, just trying to get all the games in.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be something else. You know, and looking at it, it's like Monday's probably going to be out. There's a 100% chance of rain and over an inch, so I guess I'll see how much the fields can hold water. But, you know, then Tuesday, maybe next Thursday, Friday, we got to reschedule for this time of year. Schools always have concerts and stuff like that, and it's hard to get the games in around those. I don't know what we'll do. Try to play in the afternoon so they can be back for their concert. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll have to figure it out.
It's gonna be wild, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, might lose two games that we go to Thompson for just because we got to make up region games, you know. Who knows?
And that's the good thing about how you guys all schedule. You all have a couple of teams that you don't necessarily have to play,
right,
if it means you have to make up region games.
Yeah, we got two dates that are scheduled now, the 9th and 12th or something like that, that aren't region games. So if we got to call and say, hey, sorry, but we got to play region today, everybody understands and the predicament people will be in. And quite honestly, everybody's, the way this rain sounds, everybody's going to be in the same boat anyway. So
they certainly are. Well, Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. We will hope to see you Monday.
Yeah.
And if we don't, we will hope to see you Tuesday.
Right.
And then we'll just figure it out from there.
Yep, you bet. Thank you.
The head coach of the Cardinals. Wayne Shipman joining us. I hit the wrong button. What a big surprise. Even I'm making errors now. Good grief. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap it up when Cardinal Baseball continues in a moment.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com.
Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
Before we wrap it up, let's pause 10 seconds. We did not want to interrupt Coach Shipman, so let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from New Rockford, this is Cardinal Baseball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
BJ Walters back with you, wrapping it up as the Cardinals fall today by a count of, earlier today, 9-7 to North Star, and in this one, 13-0 in five innings to Mayport CG. Now, we are scheduled to be with you Monday at 2:45 for the Cardinals and the Lemoore Litchfield Marion Edgeley Lobos. It does not look good. It does not look anything close to good weather-wise on Monday. So we will see if, in fact, that takes place. If it does, it's on the YouTube channel and right here on KDAK The Cardinal. Stay with our Facebook page, KDAK 1600 Carrington, for updates on whether or not we're baseballing on Monday. We also have baseball here on Tuesday at 2:45, but as Coach Shipman just said, this could be moving things around like crazy in the month of May by the end of this weather week. So just stay with the Facebook page. We'll let you know what we're doing over the course of this early week. My thanks to Dave Scogan and Elliot Bellquist and everyone here in New Rockford Cheyenne for their hospitality all throughout the weekend. Our crew in Carrington, Superintendent Janelle Helm, Athletics Director Carla Michelson, and High School Principal Connor Weber. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them, my name is BJ Walters. Cardinals fall 9-7 to North Star and 13-0 to Mayport CG. Have yourselves a great weekend and good afternoon from New Rockford, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Baseball on KDAK, The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Baseball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and the Hydration Station. For more information on Carrington Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over anytime to newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.